Welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today. Adam McManus, our co-host and host of The Worldview in 5 Minutes, with me on this edition. And, friends, what we're seeing is a tremendous influence of secular humanism upon the entire world. That is a materialistic, anti-supernaturalistic worldview that has been imposed upon the educational programs of the Eastern nations, the Western nations, the Southern nations, the Northern nations. It's hard to find a nation in which a distinctively Christian approach to the entire world is being used in the educational systems of these countries. We're looking at a massive takeover on the part of secular humanism, that is a post-Christian atheism or materialism, upon the entire world. You name a country in which a Christian education is still mandated or encouraged by law. No, the most insidious, the most devilish, the most powerful work of Satan on earth, it seems to me, is the $5 trillion a year mega institution of public education that enforces a worldview that is anti-Christian. Have I said too much, Adam? It seems to me that's what's taken over America and Europe and Asia and Africa. Everywhere you look.
Well, there is some hope. You have traveled internationally to speak. You've held conferences around the globe. Speak to what a representative of Generations learned firsthand when traveling to Ecuador.
Well, I didn't go to Ecuador, but one of our volunteers for Christian Home Educators of Colorado was invited into the jungles of Ecuador, where she did a homeschooling conference. I think she had to trek into the jungle, you know, like a day or so, and she finally made it into this little church, and they had these hard seats, and everybody walked. Some people walked for a day or two from this side or that side. They all came and converged into this little church in the jungles of Ecuador, and she presented a homeschooling seminar to help families who were concerned about their children having access to, you know, the secularism, the secular ethics, the pro-homosexual, pro-transgender agenda of the day. People were concerned about the imposition of Western values, that is, the values that are anti-Christian values now, on these schools in South America. And I saw something similar in Africa as well. I think what happens is that, you know, these nations that invite us to speak are concerned that the Western nations are enforcing their homosexualism and transgenderism and autonomous ethics on their schools. What happened, what I discovered happened in Africa, and what happens in these African nations, is that initially Christian missionaries established the schools. And almost all education in the world was formed by Christians. And let's face it, all the way back to the 800s and 900s. Educational programs, schools, universities formed by Christians. Christian missionaries established schools in Africa, in South America, elsewhere. Sometimes it was the Catholics, sometimes the Protestants. But Christian missionaries established the schools. Then the state took over. When the missionaries pulled out, the schools went over to state control. That is, governments, socialist, humanist governments, took over the schools. But then these nations also were still funded by Western dollars, controlled by Europe and America, and these UNICEF dollars and foreign aid dollars are tied to a secular humanist worldview requiring the ideologies of homosexualism and radical humanist autonomous ethics to be taught in their schools. So that's the 99% problem all over the world today, and that's why our curriculum is being sought by many, many nations. Incredible. Since the last sale, we have seen so many, I'm going to say probably hundreds of inquiries from families all around the world. These aren't just missionary families. These are indigenous Christian families from nations all around the world interested in getting their hands on decent Christian curriculum with a distinctively Christian biblical worldview undergirding it. It's been extraordinary, Adam.
I love it. I love it. Just to think that there is a hunger worldwide for God-honoring curriculum just does your heart good. I mean, in the midst of all the bad news that we have to deal with on The Worldview in 5 Minutes and Generations, it's encouraging to hear that kind of hopefulness in the midst of it all.
Oh, yeah. I think what's happening is families all over the world are seeking a distinctively Christian worldview for the curriculum they use for their children. And I encourage families to email us. We want to get you this curriculum one way or the other. And, you know, families are intimidated by the postage prices and such, but we can get you the PDFs for 75% off. We can mail you our curriculum for 75% off if you live in Sweden or South America or Australia or England or Hong Kong or the Philippines or wherever you are around the world. We'll do the best we can to cut the price down, all the way down to our costs, our printing costs. So we have bent over backwards to make this happen for families all over the world. We'll do whatever we can to make sure the whole world has access to Christian curriculum. Just email us at host@generations.org if you are an international Christian family that wants to salvage your kids from this disaster called secular humanist, naturalistic, humanistic, socialist education that has taken over so much of the world. Email me at host@generations.org, and we will do the best we can to get you the curriculum you need at the best price we can get to you. The good news, my friends, is the remnant in the West who have survived the onslaught of destructive materialistic ideology are better equipped to defend the churches in Africa and Asia from the same destructive influences. So that's what we want to do as a ministry. The post-Christian Western nations, these nations have exported their toxic ideas via the media, via Hollywood, financial institutions, international government agencies, family planning agencies, and educational institutions. The proud, man-centered, anti-supernaturalist juggernaut has hammered away for at least 200 years on the 40-foot-deep Christian foundations laid down in the West. But now they're going after South America, they're going after Africa, they're going after Asia, because a lot of these, the dictators, a lot of the leaders have been educated in Western universities and had been prepared to bring that destructive agenda to the socioeconomies of nations in Asia, Africa, and South America. So at the fall of the West, the remainder of the world has been fairly well evangelized in the secular humanist worldview, but it's our term. Those Christians who have weathered the storm in the West have an obligation now, I believe, to equip our fellow believers to wage the same worldview war in their respective nations. It's time for Christians in the West to bring a reformation of the Christian worldview and Christian education to the whole world. And I trust this is the timing in which this very thing can happen. We'll be back with more in just a moment. I've got a really good article from John Piper's response to a Swedish family who wants to salvage their kids from the humanist ideologies. Be back with more in just a moment on that.
Ever since the creation of the Garden of Eden, Satan has been working his hardest to erase the knowledge of God and seduce the creatures made in God's image to think that they are the center of the universe. One look at today's society and you see his progress. Humanistic thought has inundated our culture, and we can trace its roots directly back to the classroom and the textbooks we're setting in front of our kids. That's why every Christian homeschool parent should have a curriculum that's not only rock solid academically, but most importantly will point students back to their Creator as the source of all wisdom and knowledge, and to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you've been struggling to find such a curriculum, look no further. Here at Generations, we've spent over 15 years developing our Christian discipleship curriculum to help Christian homeschool parents like you pass on the faith to your children by teaching a God-centered view of life and integrating the Bible into every lesson. Our goal is to not only help you meet your students' academic needs, but also to assist you in discipling your children for generations to come. So get started today with our Christian discipleship curriculum and watch your children marvel, learn, and mature as they embark on a God-focused learning adventure to discover more about the world around them and the one who made it all. You can learn more about our curriculum resources and pick up our newly released fifth grade curriculum pack today at generations.org/curriculum. That's generations.org/curriculum.
And we're back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you, Adam McManus as well. Kudos to John Piper. I appreciate so much of what Pastor Piper does as Pastor John. Very good. Check it out from time to time. And here's an article picked up by the Christian Post on John Piper sharing how Christian parents can protect children from state indoctrination. Very good. This was a response to a family from Sweden. And this person writes from Sweden asking the pastor how to parent well in a country he describes as coercive and socialist in a lot of ways. This is what he says. We must send our children to school or the government threatens to take them away from us, which is precisely what I just said in the previous section. These Christian schools are practically illegal, apparently in Sweden, he says, and a school may have a Christian profile, but it's meaningless. These few Christian schools are still not allowed to be religious or teach a Christian worldview. They're still forced by law to abide to the same teaching plan as secular atheistic schools. To give children a secular education must even teach our children LGBTQ as a positive norm. Wow, so it's infected the Christian schools in Sweden as well as the public schools. It seems to me that and the few homeschoolers in Sweden that attempted to maintain something of a freedom or liberty to raise their children themselves in the nurture and admonition of the Lord were persecuted out of the country. We covered some of those stories as part of the Generations broadcast, I'm going to say 12 or 14 years ago. I haven't heard anybody else has even attempted it in Sweden since then. I believe there is an island off the coast of Norway, if I'm not mistaken, where there may be a few families that are homeschooling, but you're looking at the almost total obliteration of the opportunity for families to disciple their children in the home as they walk by the way, as they rise up, as they lie down, and to raise their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord in some of these countries. And kudos to this father who wrote in and said, what do I do? I have an obligation. I feel a responsibility before God to do this, but how do I do it?
It's worse than just not allowing the parent to homeschool in Sweden. In 2010, for example, a 7-year-old boy in Sweden was removed from his Christian parents for being homeschooled. I mean, they are serious about insisting that the state has the obligation, not the parents. They reject, obviously, the biblical teaching. But to his credit, John Piper, in this Ask John Piper forum on his Desiring God website, stressed that God has assigned the parents, not the state, quote, the rearing and shaping of the minds and hearts of the children in the knowledge of God and in how to live that out in the world, end quote. And he says, look, according to Scripture, government's supposed to have the good of the people at heart. And he cites 1 Peter 2, verse 14, which says the government's supposed to punish those who do wrong and commend those who do right. But in Sweden and many countries around the world where homeschooling has been made illegal, they are doing the exact opposite. Reminds me of Isaiah 5:20, where they call evil good and good evil. The government is basically commending those who do wrong and punishing those who do right. That's a fair analysis, don't you think, Kevin?
Well, it's overwhelming to me how evil and how self-consistently evil and tyrannical these nations have become, and to the point where it seems that there's hardly anybody left. The remnant, maybe, I don't know, 1,000 who have not bowed a knee to Baal. I don't know, maybe 100, maybe 40 who have not bowed a knee to Baal in all of Sweden. It just seems to me that this is smacks of the total obliteration of a Christian worldview in the Western world, certainly in Europe. And it may be about where we're headed as well, unless pastors continue to come back to the Word of God and disciple young people and older people and all of their people in the Word of God and a Christian worldview perspective, and such that the man of God will be equipped for every good work. If that level of discipleship, I'm talking thousands of hours of discipleship, not invested in the next generation, I can't imagine that we will be exempt from what we're seeing in Sweden here. So, yeah, this is serious. This is tough. And I commend Pastor Piper for taking the stance on a biblical view of jurisdictions. He says, hey, it's parents' responsibility to yes. nurture their children and to take the responsibility to be sure their children are raised in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And evidently with an education that is solidly formed in a biblical worldview where the fear of God is the beginning or the foundation of all knowledge and wisdom, That seems to be what John Piper is saying here, and he's saying the state has no business in this. Now, it turns out that there are governments, tyrannical governments, that violate these jurisdictional boundaries, as they do in America as well. There shouldn't be any public schools in America. There should be no government funding and control of education in America. That's counter to a biblical perspective. Obviously, that's entirely in line with Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Plato, who believed that the state was responsible for raising the children, not the parents. So this right. is indeed the humanist vision, but it's not the biblical vision.
I would encourage our listeners to check out this Christian Post piece. It's entitled, John Piper Shares How Christian Parents Can Protect Children from State Indoctrination. Now, he is responding to a Swedish parent where homeschooling is illegal. But many of these same principles, I think, apply to people no matter where you might live. He does address very clearly three succinct ideas about what you do as a Christian family living in a country where, quote, state education with all of its indoctrination of the modern worldview is evident, end quote. Number one, he says, seek freedom and move elsewhere. Pretty bottom line there. Number two, keep children home and homeschool them, even at the risk of getting arrested. And three, he says, okay, send the kids to school, but still educate them at home and church. Nonetheless, giving them a radically Christian education at home, which will at least compete with the secular ideology that they're being indoctrinated to learn at
school. Adam, that's precisely what I would recommend as well. Now, if they are in a position they cannot escape the country, and I'm guessing that's true for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of families around the world, and yet they're still subject to a socioeconomic or a political system that forces their children into the public schools where the wrong worldview is being inculcated day in and day out, at the very least, they should get access to a radical Christian education, a radical Christian curriculum, which is why we present a distinctively self-consistent biblical worldview-based curriculum, basically a Christian worldview on steroids in a Christian curriculum for 1st to 12th grade students, and use this for your children. Take that extra hour or two every evening and give your children the real education. Spending time with your children, concerted time in the Word of God, drawing the Word of God and applying it to various aspects of life and different courses of study, doing that 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours every night, I think would be very effective if a parent, if a father especially, but also a mother, would be willing to invest themselves, invest their time, invest their energies, their emotions, and invest in Christian curriculum for the children. I think that would pay off in spades. I think the Lord would bless that. Indeed, there are situations in which Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego may be forced into the king's Neb's university approach, but they should still be able to pack some vegetables, and the Lord will bless those actions of faith taken by parents who find themselves in these tyrannical situations. But use the time wisely. If you've got an extra hour or two in the evening time, spend that time in the Word of God. Give them the book of Proverbs. Use our Bible study guides. First and foremost, that's our core approach to family discipleship, but also take advantage of some of the other resources we offer as well for each of the courses, science, history, and literature, the key worldview-oriented courses. Be sure you use some solid biblical worldview-based materials to that end. And that's, of course, Adam, why we do the best we possibly can to get the PDFs or get the hard copies into families' hands by slashing 75% off the cover price. We'll go all the way down to our cost. We might even go even lower than that, depending on the situation, how desperate the situation is. We will do what we can to get Christian curriculum in the hands of hundreds of thousands of families around the world that are going through a situation much like this this father in Sweden.
Well, I was intrigued by what Pastor John Piper said in his Desiring God website. He said, this is not just an issue about Sweden and China, North Korea. It also involves America. Listen to this quote. There is no safe place in the world to raise children. Not in America, for sure. Not in Sweden, not in China, not in North Korea. There is no safe place to raise Christian children, children who will treasure Christ above everything. Only God can work the miracle in the hearts of our children that we long for. So that is very sobering to hear him say that. There is almost a false sense of assurance that we in America don't have much to worry about, but we do. We need to contend for our children's hearts.
Amen.
And to encourage them in the way of the Lord as if their lives depended upon it, because they do.
Amen. Amen. 100 amens to what Pastor Piper is giving us here. There's no safe place in the world to raise children. And yeah, that's always been the case, but I think even more so in the present day. As I said at the beginning of the program, the most insidious, the most devilish, the most powerful work of Satan on earth is the $5 trillion mega-institutional socioeconomic system of education that is imposed upon families by the civil magistrate. Where were the compulsory attendance laws in the 800s? Where were the compulsory attendance laws in the 1200s, in the 1300s, the 1400s, in the 1500s, 1600s, the 1700s? No, no, we have never seen this much force against Christian families and Christian children as we see right now. In fact, I've read this quote before, but Augustine, in one of the most prophetic moments that I think he ever had, in his book City of God, this is toward the final pages of the City of God, he's looking into the future at a worst-case scenario when the institutions in the Western world or elsewhere would be deceived by Satan and the wrong worldview. So he's looking forward into the future. He says there's a point at which the national institutions in the Western world elsewhere would be deceived by Satan and the wrong worldview. And it would be more or less a consistent, thoroughgoing deception around the entire globe, or at least in the Western world, the world he was familiar with. And he said, here's what needs to happen during a worst case scenario where the war of the worldviews heats up big time. He says, there shall be such resoluteness in Christian parents that they shall conquer that strong one, the devil, even though he is unbound, that is, shall both vigilantly comprehend and patiently bear up against the devil, though he employs such wiles and puts forth such force as he never before used, and thus the children shall be snatched from him, even though unbound. But why? Because parents were resolute and full of faith in their attempts to secure their children from the grips of the evil one who has captured so much control over these institutions. So, friends, I think that's where we are. I think we are facing a massive faith test for parents in this country as well as other countries around the world. As our brother John Piper has said, there's no safe place in the world, not in America, not in Sweden, not in China, not in North Korea. There's no safe place to raise Christian children, but to raise by faith, but to look up, to pray, to seek a miracle from God for the hearts of our children and for the minds of our children in this gigantic war of the worldviews. And that wraps up this edition of the Generations broadcast. Great conversation today with Adam McManus on this article from Christian Post on John Piper's response to the man from Sweden whose heart was to salvage his children from this incredibly powerful force to capture their hearts and minds in this generation. And that battle is going on everywhere around the world today. Encourage you, friends, to our curriculum. It's the Christian Discipleship Curriculum, just released, all 12 grades, now available at generations.org. And for those international folks who want the best deal possible, please email us at host@generations.org, and we will email you back with instructions as to how to get your best deal and to obtain the curriculum you need for your kids. This is Kevin Swanson, Adam McManus, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.